today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever seen a couple together and asked this question? How did he get a date with her? Have you ever wondered why one coach, who seemed to be the obvious choice, was not chosen? Have you ever picked one person over the other for reasons that had nothing to do with their talent? There will be times in your life when what you see is not really what you see. There will be times in your life when the obvious choice is not the best choice for what's needed. Some people have a tendency to look at the external appearance and make his or her selection based on that, while others look beyond what the physical eye sees. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 4, Samuel decided to do what the Lord asked him in reference to going to Jesse's home to anoint one of his sons king. God gave Samuel instructions on the man he had chosen for the job. Upon Samuel's arrival, he was asked by the elders if he came in peace. He responded yes and shared with them that he came to sacrifice to the Lord. So Samuel asked the elders, he asked Jesse and his sons to come with him to the sacrifice. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6, it is written, "So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before me.'" Eliab literally means, "My God is father." Eliab was the first of Jesse's sons to catch Samuel's eye. He was an impressive young man by his outward appearance, but he was not who God had chosen to be anointed king. We, just like Samuel, are quick to approve of what we see when it looks good. How many of you know that what looks good to you is not always good for you? God took the time to remind Samuel with these words in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his outward appearance or at his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" What do you look at? Do you try to see as God sees? Do you look at a person's heart, what a person does, his character, or the outward appearance, what a person looks like? Samuel needed to be reminded that God's anointed is not chosen because of physical appearance. As you go through your day, make wise choices based on character plus the good people are doing, not on what they say they will do. You will make many decisions today, so seek God's approval. Make the right choice. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.